Rachel, thank you so much for joining us on the show today.
Thanks for having me, Ruby.
No sweat. Now, I mean, I feel like we've all seen, I mean, I say we all, but most of us have seen, like, you know, like Step Up and stuff like that. So, like, I think we have, like, a baseline knowledge of, like, what breakdancing even might be. So would you be able to tell us a bit about, like, the culture of breakdancing, I guess?
Yeah, so breaking, and so breaking's the preferred term that the culture likes to go by.
Great.
Yeah, it is a dance-based culture. Most people do spend a lot of their time training, you know, honing their moves, getting new moves, competing in battles, organized competitions, or maybe spontaneous battles. People, you might get called out in at a jam or something. You might be, you know, getting down in a cypher, which is a spontaneous kind of circle of dancers that it kind of emerges at a jam. And you might be also watching international battles, you know, seeing what other people are doing around the world, and also learning about the culture's history and pioneers. I mean, that's really kind of what makes up most of the culture. It's really important, you know, that as a breaker that you do represent, you do show your skills, your style, and you do that through a lot of these kind of events and battles.
Of course. And as a breaker yourself and also a part of the community, how did you feel? And I guess, like, what was the general response in both you and the community that breaking was now part of the Olympics?
Yeah. So I guess there's two camps. So most people are really excited because it is really exciting news. I mean, no one ever thought this was going to happen. So, you know, the opportunities that the Olympics is going to bring, the exposure, you know, particularly the financial support. I mean, at least in Australia, breakers all have full-time jobs as well. So the opportunity to do this for a living, you know, something that you've maybe, you know, committed 20 years to, is a really, really exciting prospect. And also then being able to support and grow the scene and get more young people into the scene as well also is just such great news. But also people are quite wary. You know, the Olympics is an outside organization. How much say will we get in terms of designing the events, in the judging criteria, in how breakers are going to be represented? And another thing to really consider as well is how much are the tickets going to cost? I mean, hip hop has long been an activity and a culture for people that are kind of at the margins or disenfranchised or, you know, excluded from more mainstream or institutionalized activities. So we really don't want the Olympics to suddenly, you know, have breaking, but then most of our, you know, part of our community to be excluded from even being able to see the events. So, you know, people are excited, but also people are quite wary as well.
Well, that's exactly it, because it started as a very special kind of like part of street culture, I feel. So
it is
very interesting. So being ranked as the best female breakdancer or breakers, pardon me, in Australia. How do you feel that you might be bound to the Olympics?
It's not something that I ever thought it would be something I'd consider I would be facing in my life. So it's pretty exciting, and you know, I'm kind of in a little bit of shock. But you know, the Olympics is also 4 years away. We don't know what's going to happen, how they're going to do the selection process. And, you know, I'm also 33, so the Olympics being 4 years away, I'll be 37 by that point. So we'll just see what condition I'm in and if I get overtaken by of these up-and-coming young city girls.
All right. Well, last but certainly not least, what would you be able to share to people who might be listening who are keen to get into breaking at any point in time?
Yeah, okay. So I encourage you, please, to look up the Australian Breaking Association. So their website is ausbreak.org. So that's ausbreak.org. And they've got all the information on their website as to where you can learn breaking, All the businesses and studios that are affiliated with our community. So that's a really important point for us to ensure that the people that, you know, profit and get the opportunities out of the Olympics are the people that are connected to the community. If you're a university student, maybe check out your university dance society as well. They've got really strong ties to the community. And, you know, just give it a go. You're never too old to start. So it's a really rewarding dance style. It's a really rewarding activity, and the community is just amazing. So I do encourage people out there to get involved, learn more about the activity, and to support their local scene as well.
Yeah, awesome. Well, Rachel, thank you so, so much for joining us on the show today. It's been really great to talk about this, and we wish you luck as well.
Thanks so much, Ruby.